Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thank you for being with us this Friday. A week from today, Donald Trump will be sworn in as president, and Barack Obama's term in office will come to an end. But Obama isn't just running down the clock. He's still making significant moves. So we start today with a huge change the president made just yesterday. He ended a key component of U.S.-Cuba relations for the past 20 years, the so-called wet-foot, dry-foot policy toward Cuban migrants. The World's Maria Muriel is following the story and joins me now. Maria, you lived quite some time in Miami. Sure. Tell us what wet foot, dry foot exactly is.
The so-called wet foot, dry foot policy was a tweak to the Cuban Adjustment Act that was passed in the 60s. So originally, Cuban migrants could be found at sea, you know, between Cuba and the U.S. and still be welcome into our country. But with the wet foot, dry foot policy that was enacted in the 90s, they needed to reach U.S. soil. So it was sort of a tightening up of Cuban immigration policy.
So actually, wet foot, dry foot wasn't very advantageous for Cubans.
Well, it was a tightening up of Cuban immigration law. So originally in the 60s, we made it so that we wanted to welcome Cubans who were fleeing the oppressive Castro regime, right? But in the 90s, Bill Clinton made it so that we would only give residency to Cubans who made it to land. And this is how we had things in the news back then, like people being turned away and being sent back to Cuba if they were caught at sea still.
And why Elian Gonzalez got here on land and stayed.
That's right.
Until he was taken home. What did this do among different immigrant groups who saw this policy?
So we hadn't actually offered something like this to any other nationality. And we have people coming into the U.S. from all over the world, right? The logic was that Cubans were escaping this oppressive regime. However, we have people coming in from places like Honduras, Venezuela. We have people trying to escape Syria. And we never really created this kind of policy. So I did some reporting on just this back in Miami, and there was some jealousy among people who weren't allowed these sort of legal immigration privileges. But, you know, people didn't really want to talk about it on the record because Miami is such a Cuban stronghold that nobody really wanted to rattle that boat. And it didn't only cause a rift between immigrants from different nationalities, but also, you know, it makes this difference between Cubans who make it to U.S. soil and Cubans who are caught at sea and then sent back.
Right. I think a lot of people might be confused by Obama putting an end to this because it feels a little counterintuitive how this move actually helps in warming up relations between the U.S. and Cuba. Explain that.
So it's really not counterintuitive. This was just the next step in his thawing of relations. So here's what happened. In 2014, President Obama announces that we're going to start up diplomatic relations with Cuba. And since then, actually, the number of Cubans escaping the island toward the U.S. has increased. I mean, it's at least doubled. And, you know, this seems a little counterintuitive maybe for people who think that tightening up immigration law tends to be a Republican issue. But what this is going to do, and actually the Cuban government has said that this is an important step in reestablishing diplomatic relations. The Cuban leader, Raul Castro, said that this is going to help foster those relationships. And people were expecting this since Obama announced the rekindling of relationships in 2014, which is also why some Cuban migrants had started to come into the U.S. through Latin America,
right,
so that they wouldn't be caught, you know, with the wet feet, so to speak, so that they could come in through land.
How will Cubans then migrate to the United States now?
If you're a Cuban who wants to come to the U.S., now you have to follow immigration procedures like everybody else does. The difference is, though, that the Cuban Adjustment Act of 1966 is still in place. So if you come to the U.S. legally from Cuba, you can still acquire residency within a year.
Are people happy about this, especially Cubans?
That's a really complicated question because Cuban exiles who tend to be older and really sort of loyal to the Republican Party and conservative politics might not be happy with this. But there's been a really big shift in recent years where actually a lot of Cuban American politicians have called for the end of the wet foot, dry foot policy, including former presidential candidate Marco Rubio. Because it was found that a lot of Cuban refugees were abusing this law and coming into the U.S., getting their residency, and then moving back to Cuba and, you know, having benefits from the federal government in Cuba. So lots of people have come out against it. However, I imagine that, you know, people whose families are still on the island and definitely people who are on the island and want to leave are not going to be happy about this.
What could President-elect Trump do, not necessarily about wet foot, dry foot or restoring it or doing anything about migration, but just kind of ending Obama's whole opening up of this new Cuba policy?
So when Donald Trump takes office next week, he could undo President Obama's end of wet foot, dry foot. And Trump has also criticized Obama's rekindling of relationships with Cuba. However, he told the Miami Herald that he thought the Cuban migration policy as it was unfair to other immigrants. And as we know, Donald Trump throughout his campaign, he ran on this platform of sort of a more strict immigration policy.
The World's Maria Muriel. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marco.